Dr. Pinsky with a mail IME on Ullman, O-L-M-A-N, Betancourt, B-E-T-A-N-C-O-U-R-T, hyphen Herrera, H-E-R-R-E-R-A. Ullman Betancourt Herrera was accompanied to the evaluation by Erica Velez, V-E-L-E-Z, to help serve as a translator. Appeared according to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion. Mr. Betancourt Herrera is a 40-year-old male who reports he injured his left ankle at work on 4/4/19. Pretty was sanding a piece for 1 hour, and when he got down, stepped on a sleeve, and his foot bent. Pretty did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of torn ligaments. Pretty received therapy and surgery on 4/1/22. Pretty has completed his course of treatment. Period. New paragraph. Per the medical records supplied, he was seen at the Viking Yacht in-house clinic on 4/4/19. Period. Their note is in Spanish. Period. Witness statements were completed on 4/8/19. That was also in Spanish. Period on 4/8/19. A supervisor's accident investigation form was completed. Period. It determined the accident was completely coincidental, but the employee was spoken to be more careful when standing up or getting out of the molds. MOLDS. Period. He underwent x-rays of the ankle on 4/4/19. They were suggestive of soft tissue injury with lateral malleolus soft tissue swelling, but no evidence of an acute fracture. Period. New paragraph. He returned to the clinic on... Scratch that. He followed up for the next several weeks through 8/12/19. But on that occasion, he related having difficulty making an appointment with the orthopedist this past week. Period. This was due to a language barrier. Period. In paragraph, he was seen orthopedically on 12/4/19 by Dr. Zook. Period. He diagnosed sprain of the calcaneal fibular ligament of the left ankle. Period. He noted this was a re-injury. Scratch that. He noted there was a re-injury to the ankle on 7/29/19. Period. Previous x-rays from 2012 and 2016 of the left ankle were also reviewed, in addition to those performed on 4/4/19, and note chronic pre-existing changes about the lateral ankle joint. Period. He concluded Mr. Betancourt Herrera sustained an acute on chronic left ankle sprain causally related to the 4/4/19 incident. Pretty recommended a course of physical therapy and use of an ASO brace. Period. New paragraph. On 1/5/21, he underwent an MRI of the left ankle, whose results will be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen by another orthopedist named Dr. DiVenero on 2/16/22. Period. He noted the results of the MRI. Period. He did not document why there was such a long gap in the petitioner following up. Period. He diagnosed left ankle pain, comma, impingement, comma, and left ankle sprain. Period. He went over the MRI noting it showed some chondral damage inside the ankle, which is not amenable to fixation. Pretty has a torn ATFL with a large avulsed piece of bone, which is palpable and mobile. Pretty, they went over the treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. On 4/7/22, Dr. DiVenera performed left ankle arthrotomy with removal of multiple loose bodies, comma, left ankle anterior talofibular ligament repair with internal brace augmentation. Here, the postoperative diagnosis was left ankle anterior talofibular ligament tear and multiple loose bodies. Period. He had a venous Doppler ultrasound on 4/22/22 that was negative for deep vein thrombosis. Period. The petitioner followed up with Dr. Zook's office, Dr. DiVenera's office on 5/18/22. Period. The physician assistant placed him in an ASO ankle brace. Period. Of course, the physical therapy was also rendered. Period. Follow-up with Dr. DiVenera continued through 9/21/22. Period. He was attending therapy and doing well. Period. He was deemed to have reached a treatment plateau and would convert to a dedicated home exercise program. Period. Dr. DiVenera cleared him to return to full unrestricted duty at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed Morton toes bilaterally, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Overlying the left lateral ankle was an oblique scar measuring 1¾ inches in length. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Feet and ankles normal. Lumbosacral normal. Gait maneuvers normal, and his ankle circumferences were 28.0 on both the right and the left. Period. Impressions of 4/4/19, Mr. Betancourt Herrera slipped stepping down from the mold at work and twisted his left ankle. But he was seen at the clinic where x-rays were done and showed no acute fracture or dislocation. Period. He has begun on conservative care over the next few weeks. Period. He was seen by Dr. Zook on 12/4/19, who recommended therapy and immobilization. Period. An MRI of the ankle was done on 1/5/21 to be inserted. Period. He also came into the orthopedic care of Dr. DiVenera on 2/16/22. Period. He performed surgery on 4/7/22 to be inserted. Period. Physical therapy was again rendered. Period. Follow-up with Dr. DiVenera continued through 9/21/22, when the petitioner was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement and could work in a full-duty capacity. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found the petitioner was able to walk with a physiologic gait. Period. There was no limp or antalgia. Period. He did not use any braces or assistive devices for ambulation. Period. He could walk on his heels and toes and perform provocative gait maneuvers. Period. There was full range of motion about the left ankle with no appreciable swelling. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for any instability. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Period. He has made an impressive clinical and functional recovery, as seen in his ability to return to his full duty capacity with the insured. Period. And that is the end.